talking about preliminary investigations to remove plastic wrap during ginning and textile processing. Renee?
Thanks, Tommy, and thanks for the opportunity to present again. Yes, it's another preliminary. You have two preliminaries after each other. It's a go figure. So this study really was emanated after the presentation by Rick and Tommy last year about the contamination removal in the gin, and I thought that was quite a good subject. What actually happens in the spinning mill? So we decided to try that out. So I know I'm sort of preaching to the converted, but as we know, contamination is a very big thing, and even a single fiber can lead to downgrading of yarn, fabric, or garments, or second quality, or even the total rejection of an entire batch, which can cause big financial strife. And we also know that most contamination arises from impurities incorporated into the bale as a result of human interaction, specifically during the harvesting, ginning, and baling. And at the bottom there, you can see a photo of some yarn with some single fibers, and single fiber like that can cause quite big problems in fabric, as you know. So the background, as Malcolm earlier said, certainly in Australia, 90% of our crop. If you consider that 2 years ago we had a 5 million bale crop, 4 million bales was round module from the round module, so that equates to a million round modules in the season that we produced. We also know that the modules are covered by the engineered polyethylene film, and the gins have, we know that there are a lot of different unwrapping systems, the Stover, the Spider, the Cherokee upright one, and then you have the manual and also the semi-manual ones. And the information I showed last year, the CSIRO module hood sensors show that irrespective of what system you have, and despite all the best efforts, some plastic will always get into the feeding system. And just looking at the studies from Rick last year, and we're only looking at the plastic wrap. We don't have the plastic shopping bags issues. But when I sort of looked at Rick's data from last year, I sort of figured that about 3 to 4% of the plastic that was in the lint was actually from the round module plastic. So what we did is we had some unfortunate, two gins had some unfortunate issues with the John Deere modules. I won't go into the reasoning why. But they actually manually broke open the bales and physically went into the bales and actually picked out the plastic as they do in China and India. And you can see at the bottom there, this is what 4 to 8 grams of plastic looks like in a bale. And we found that on average it was between 4 and 8 grams, which we found. And so we thought, well, and they still had some bales left, which they hadn't actually unpicked. So we thought it would be a good idea to process it through our mill. And then we thought, well, if you process it through the mill, you don't really know how much plastic is in the bales. Why don't we get some bales and purposely contaminate? So what we did is with the samples that we actually picked out of the bales, we actually contaminated bales on purpose. So we knew exactly this bale has got this contamination in it. We'll put it through the spinning mill and see what's left in the end. So as I said, the real aim of this study was to investigate the consequence of plastic wrap on textile processing performance and quality. And we did this trials in our CSIRO textile mill, which is similar to the one that Chris has. And at the bottom here, there's some photos of our ring spinning plant, our winding, and we also have a knitting plant as well. So the method that we did, we said, well, 4 to 8 grams is in a full bale. So if we did 50 kilos, it will be 0.85 grams. And at the bottom that's what 0.85 grams looked like. And we actually contaminated the 50 kilos of upland cotton with this 0.85 kilos, processed it through a standard commercial Trutzler blowroom and cart, converted the sliver into laps, we combed it, we drew it, we roved it, and then we spun a 30NE ring spun cone yarn, we knitted it, we wound it, and then we knitted on a single jersey fabric. And so really what I'm going to talk about now is I'm going to show you, there's just going to be a lot of pretty pictures, no HVI data, just to show you what happens in the process and how much of this plastic actually ended up in the yarn. So in the blow room is like a seed cotton cleaning, like in the gin. And the blow room that we have is equipped with a CVT3 cleaner, and you can see there on your left. It's a three rollers. One is a very coarse sawtooth one. and one is a spike roller, one's a very fine one. So it's quite a intensive cleaning. And the photo on your right here is after it went through the blower, and we actually took the all the lint out of the process, looked through it, and we found that that was still left in the cotton after it gone through the blower room. And that surprised us a little bit, because we would have thought if it had gone through that extensive cleaning, perhaps a lot more would have been chopped up or maybe extracted, but it didn't happen. Then we carded it, and the cards, after carding, all the trash basically goes to the filters. So if you put it in a ginning term, that's the filters is like the cyclones that you would have, where all the trash goes and then it gets extracted. And I had a student who laboriously went through all the filter waste. And this is examples of some of the plastic that was found after carding. So from this we can conclude that the majority of the plastic in the spinning mill, if there was any present, would be extracted out of the carding. Now the carding has a lot of moving parts, so the idea then would be is to try and find out which part of the carding is the actual main effect. And we have the Trusler have a what they call a WAC, which is a waste box collector, that you connect up to the card. So instead of the waste going to the filtration, it actually goes to this box, and you can see that it's got the separate compartments from separate places on the card, where it can go. And you can see again on your right, this is sort of the stuff that we extracted, and that we found that the most of the plastic is extracted actually by the stationary flats on the cards. Which again sort of surprised us a little bit. We would have thought it would have been by the revolving flats, but it's by the stationary flats, and there's a little photo there. So really a carding machine, if you want to put it in a ginning perspective, is like a lint cleaner. And then we process it further on, and Chris spoke earlier on about comanaud. So you go through the combing process where you take out the short fiber and trash, and you can see that this is the stuff that the coma extracted. And then on your right is in the spinning, as Chris said as well, when the end breaks, the roving just keeps going in and goes to the waste box. And this is then what we got out of the pneumophil, as we call it. So in other words, this plastic must have caused an end break. That's why it went into the pneumophil. But the surprising thing is when you look at it, and this is all high resolution, it looks all very lovely, but if you look at the bottom what the weights are, we had to get a scale with five digits, which is not very easy to get. So you can see on the Coman oil, those two is 0.000025 grams. And you think, well, I could use a word for that, but I won't. You can figure that out. Even on a pneumophil side, I mean, if you look at it, you think, geez, that's nothing. I mean, you know, what's the problem really? And I'll show you later on what the problem is. So what we did, of these 50 kilos that we produced, after the waste extracted out of the blower room and the comb and the cards and so on, we then took the yarn that we'd spun, remember it's been combed, and we knitted it into single jersey. And we found 7 pieces in the single jersey fabric. And here's a high resolution photo of what it looked like in the actual knitted fabric. And then what we did is we actually took it out, we extracted it out of the knitted fabric to see what does it actually look like. And there you can see what it looks like when you extrapolate it. So I've only got 2 here, and there's another one there. And that's what it looks like. So it's very, very small. You know, and you think, oh, well, it's only very, very small. But if you remember the very first photograph I showed, it's just a little bit. And you can imagine if you've got hundreds of meters of fabric and this plastic is in there, it's going to cause major, major issues. And we also weighed the pieces, and again it's very, very light, and it's sort of inconceivable to try and think that something that you need to weigh on a 5-digit scale can cause problems in this whole industry. And that's what a lot of people will decide to buy, either American cotton or Australian cotton, pay a premium for it because there's less of this in it. And it boggles the mind really that such small pieces can cause so much problem. So really, the conclusion out of all is that, as we know, plastic contamination from round modules, despite all our best efforts, is real. If you process a million round modules like we did, and every round module's got 23 meters of plastic on it, that's 23 million meters of plastic. And even if 0.00001% gets in, it's still a lot of plastic, right? Proper handling is imperative. So, I mean, there are methods. We have got the CSO module hood sensor, and I know that here there's been a lot of work trying to see how we can get it out of the lint unit ginning process. Of course, the number one point would be is to prevent it being in there in the first place. We also know that, I mean, a substantial amount of contamination, if it happens to get into the gin, as Rick showed last year, is removed in the ginning process, but it's also removed in the spinning process. And we found 7 pieces in 68 meters from 50 kilos. And the total weight of the fabric, the 7 pieces in the knitted fabric, was 0.0012 grams. And if you extrapolate that to the 0.85 grams that we put in, it's only 0.14% of the plastic remained. Again, it's a very small number, but if you remember the photos, it can cause big issues. Just for example, you know, if you think about, you know, how much is a lot and how much is not. Worcester Technologies published a technical pamphlet, I think, in 2008, where they say that if the rate of contamination, they're just talking not just about plastic, about anything in general, it should be less than 1.0 grams per ton. Then your complaints by fabric and garment manufacturers will be minimal. So 1.0 grams per ton, that's so 1 gram per 5 bales. Is what they say. Is if you have less than that, you'd be right. If you have sort of a little bit more than that, you may have a problem. So the further work that we're doing is, we contaminated 3 bales on purpose. So what we did was, with these samples I showed earlier, we contaminated 2 bales by just throwing the contaminants into the battery condenser. And the idea of that was that plastic in theory should be all in the same spot. And we did 1 bale where we put it into the lint flue. And if the thought by that is putting the lint through, you might find that the plastic will be all scattered all over the bale. And then the ideas and the guys, when I get back in February, we'll actually process these bales. So now we know exactly what plastic is in the bale, what the sizes are, how much is in it, and we'll process it. And from that, we should be able to get quite a good idea of how much actually gets through into the yarn. Because to be honest, from our perspective, and I don't know if the merchants are hiding it, we haven't had much complaints, or we haven't had any complaints, and 98% of Australian cotton gets exported. And we haven't had any complaints about plastic contamination. And when I look at this data, it concerns me a little bit. I'm wondering if they're just not noticing it, or they're just building up some ammunition and they're going to hit us later, or what the situation is. So the idea of this is rather, before somebody comes and tells you, is rather to do the trials before, and so you've got a bit of information, and so you know what the situation is. And so with that, just like to acknowledge obviously CSIRO, their gins, and the technical staff at our facility for assisting us with this work. So thank you very much. Any questions at all?
Questions for Renee?
I've got one detail. You had a slide you showed on the unlifted belt response. You had what, 68 kilograms of fiber, 500 cotton. How much contaminant did you put in there?
Well, we put in this trial, I put in 0.85 grams. This is what we put in the bales. We 50 kilos, and we put this in, which is the same as 4.
That's the one that you got 7.
Yes, correct.
And how many yards of fabric?
68 meters.
68 square meters.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure. That's one of those pieces about 2 meters.
Yep. And this is what we typically found. So we took some of these pieces and just ad hoc, so we take 10 kilos, mix it up, put just on top of it, and feed it into the machine. Surprise us, I must say. Not in a good way. Thank you.
All right.